that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Yo, 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 welcome to NS9 post-game show powered by Permane Brothers. Of course, I am your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, we got Tyler. Tyler, Pirates are undefeated, 2-0.
They're 2-0. On base for 162-0. We can keep that train rolling.
How dumb were we? You predicted 74 wins. I predicted 79. We're off by close to 100.
Yeah, they're only going to double up on my prediction. Plus some.
At least.
Yeah, they're on pace to do so.
This was an interesting game, I'll say that. But the Pirates come out victorious. 7-2 was the score. I guess let's start with this. So as you all may or may not know, if you look under Tyler's face there, if you comment, hashtag raise it, because the Pirates did win. So since the Bucks won, you win. You get a chance of winning 2 free Permane sandwiches. So again, comment, hashtag raise it. Make sure raise it is all one word, no space there. Hashtag raise it. That gets you qualified. We'll have a winner by the end of the show. So with that said, let's kick it off. Tyler, Martin Perez makes his Pirates debut. He goes 4.1, strikes out 2, walks 3, had what, 6 hits? 1 earned. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on Martin Perez's start?
I don't even want to say I'm surprised because I feel like he's kind of flown under the radar all spring, where that personally, I don't know about you, but I haven't been really concerned with him, I guess. And I think maybe that's because he had a decently strong spring. Looking at him at night, I was pretty encouraged by him. The control wasn't there for him at all, obviously, by those 3 walks. Strikeouts weren't there, but the way he's able to change speeds, and it's honestly, it's a credit to the Pirates because we saw him heavy cutter tonight. Last year, it was heavy sinker. We're seeing him heavy cutter changeup instead of sinker changeup right now. At least tonight we did, and it just could be because of the lineup that the Marlins put out there. But either way, what the Pirates have done with him, I'm really interested in seeing what Martin Perez does in general because the way he's able to change speeds and keep guys off balance, they just weren't able to square him up at all.
That's pretty fair. He got hit hard a few times, but there was a lot of soft contact as well. Jeez, I'm flabbergasted right now by the Pirates' start to the season. But it was funny because to me, he pretty much did what you expect him to do. He's not going to go out there and strike out 10, give you 7 innings, you know, in the most sense. But he had some strikeouts, had some swing and miss to his stuff. The defense didn't help him. And let's talk, Ke'Bryan Hayes led the defensive woes tonight in this sense. So that was just very strange. But again, like the defense didn't help him. He induced some weak content, didn't get help behind him. But again, like we're still able to just have one earned run through this. He did what he basically needed to do. And I felt like if he does what he did tonight all season long, it's going to be a good year for Martin Perez.
Yeah. And I think the control will get a lot better for him. He's just a little bit erratic here and there. And when it happened in bunches. And when he was good in bunches. I think we're going to see a lot more of the good from him for start of the year. Just he wasn't in the zone for some hitters and he'd get behind in counts, but he's still able to change speed so well. The changeup's really dynamic. If he's able to use that cutter and sinker and make it more of like a 1A, 1B type of deal instead of the sinker being one at, or number one and then change up, then cutter. If he's able to use both of those effectively, I'm going to be very excited to see him this year.
Okay, I think that's fair. I don't know how excited I'm going to be to see him.
I'm excited to watch a Major League pitcher, Donardo.
Well, that's what I'm alluding to here. He needs to be good because we talk about this rotation, especially this early on in the year, especially in April and May. So again, like if he is doing this and we saw him in spring, there was some promise. Like we saw what we liked, but again, it is spring and he kind of carried over into this start here a little bit. And yeah, you know, like I'm having a little more faith into Perez right now as one of the five to start the year in the rotation and hopefully end the year in the rotation as well.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that you need to count on because they need that second guy in this rotation that's going to eat some innings. Maybe like very excited was a little bit extreme for him, but we are talking about a guy that 2 years ago was really, really, really good.
But yeah, that's fair. He was really good. And hey, we got ourselves a new member, Max Wellington. Appreciate it.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club. So, so Martin Perez has a solid debut for the Pirates. And almost, I mean, the runs came, right? And like the Marlins didn't really do any favors for themselves either. AJ Puck started the game for him and Tyler. Wow. Thank you, AJ Puck.
Yeah. Honestly, I was sitting there thinking, how am I going to talk about this offense? Because I don't feel like they've done anything. The Marlins just handed them runs. When it was 4-0, the Pirates did nothing to earn those runs.
They really didn't.
And I mean, here's where I'll say credit to the Pirates tonight is it felt like a game that the Marlins were going to give you. You know, they're going to spot you that lead. But it feels like one of those games where you get spotted a lead and then you kind of start to get a little lackadaisical. You let them creep back into the ballgame. To the Pirates' credit tonight, they stepped on the Marlins' throat. They didn't let them climb back into the game.
Think about last night's game. Like,
yeah,
the Marlins were up on the Pirates as well. The Pirates came back and won, right? And I think this is like one of those games, too, where the Pirates were fortunate enough to face a pitcher who was not effective. I mean, he had, what, 6 walks?
Yeah.
Yeah, AJ Puck, 2 innings, 6 walks, 3 hits, 1 strikeout. You know, like you said, like they handed the Pirates 4 runs 2 years ago, 3 years ago, even last year, like in the dog days of summer. This is a game the Pirates could easily gave up and lost, but they didn't. Like you said, like they made sure they continued. They won this game. Ironically, the bats did come alive later on. Yeah. So they secured that win. You know, they didn't just sit down and fall over and say, oh, for 4-0. And well, we have this suspect bullpen that can't hold a lead and they blow it. Again, the Marlins did that yesterday. The Pirates came back and won. So, yes, I mean, the Pirates did what they needed to do tonight.
Yeah, and also it's a game that the Pirates might have won this game based on yesterday because they were able to get to the Marlins bullpen yesterday. Them clawing back into that game last night might have put them in an opportunity that they could keep that lead tonight because AJ Puck had to stay in the game a little bit longer because they didn't really want to burn their bullpen. Obviously, the 6 walks speak for themselves. Does he stay out there long enough to give up 6 walks? Because he was awful tonight. So it's one of those spots where when you're able to get to a bullpen and make them use multiple arms, it's not just that day. It's really a series type of winner for you when you're able to really get deep into that pen and make some guys unavailable.
So you just hit something right there. And newest member Max Wellington just says it as well. And when we talked about the game yesterday, it went into extra innings. Now today they had to go deep in the bullpen. That bullpen for the Marlins is, like he said, it's pretty gas right now. So you're looking at tomorrow. I mean, the Pirates are putting themselves in a good position right now because of what happened tonight.
Yeah, like that's half the battle, is being able to get through a team's bullpen and make some guys unavailable. You want to get deep into that bullpen. We've seen it how many years, like fifth, sixth, seventh guys in the pen, they're not very good major league pitchers.
Right.
You got to get to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the one thing about the Marlins team was the rotation on paper before all the injuries and stuff that's happened looked outstanding, obviously. But the bullpen was kind of suspect. Like it wasn't great. There's pieces there, but especially now the injuries to the rotation leaves you with like an AJ Puck who probably could have been a bullpen guy, but now he's in the rotation and he's doing this, and which turns out to be basically a starter, a piggyback or an opener is what AJ Puck pretty much was today. A bad one though. And then yeah, like you have Brian Hoeing going four innings for them, and then Smith and Suriano, like they definitely got to this bullpen by yesterday and today. So tomorrow looking pretty good for the Pirates.
Yeah, but I mean, they put themselves in a good position for this series.
Yeah. So again, Martin Perez comes out there, gives you 4.1, looked pretty solid, did what he needed to do. Ryder Ryan comes in. Again, this is because Perez got himself a little bit of trouble at the end. Mm-hmm. Ryder Ryan comes in, makes his Pirates debut. We saw him in spring. It seemed like every time we saw him in spring, it was to clean up the inning as well for the pitcher who was scheduled to go two or three or four innings and couldn't make it. It's like, hey, Ryder, come in and get this one out. And that's essentially what he did today. Like he came in and cleaned up Martin Perez's mess he left and did it spectacularly. Back-to-back strikeouts. Then finish the next inning. Ryder Ryan goes 1.2. Just one hit, those two strikeouts. You couldn't ask for a better Pirates debut.
Yeah, and here's where I got to give the Pirates more credit here. Because within the last, I guess, the beginning of this year and going back to last year, they've done a really good job of finding guys for this bullpen that seem to fit what they're looking for. Ryder Ryan, a guy like that, is a good example. And we saw some of it last year with a guy that, you know, I've been back and forth on, Ryan Barucki. Guys like that, Dowry Moretta, like they found guys that there's something they're decently good at, and they think they're able to get something out of them. Ryder Ryan, you saw the two-seam. That thing's nasty. Like, yeah. He gets an incredible amount of run on that. We saw Josh Fleming, who I'm sure we'll get to. Like, they're finding guys for their bullpen who they have warts. Like, there's a reason they're not in a major league bullpen and penciled in on a major league roster. But there are things about these guys that the Pirates have been able to find a way to get these guys to get outs. And it's not in an ugly fashion. Like, these guys look pretty good when they're out there. And it's really been over a year now that they've put together a group of kind of no names that have pitched really effectively.
And that's something they needed to do. Like last year, I kept alluding to and talking about like the Baltimore Orioles. Like, look at that rotation. That's something you can find and piece together, get creative. You found some of it last year. And like, again, this is the first game Ryder Ryan has pitched for in a Pirates uniform. This is game two of 2024. I'm not here stamping anything, but he did look good. Mm-hmm. So he's on the team right now. It looked good. The bullpen is one of those things where you kind of, again, like Neil Huntington made a living off of it. You can kind of piece together, you find the right stuff, you work with it. Ryder Ryan, great debut. And he was clutch. Like, it was, I'm not going to say it was a huge moment, but like that's where you're talking about. Like, that could have been the turning point.
Yeah.
This unknown journeyman Ryder Ryan comes in, gives up four runs, and now it's a ball game again. The Pirates end up losing tonight. He doesn't do it, he shuts them down.
Yeah, and like that's what we were talking about all spring, is when we mentioned the fifth, sixth inning guys, that was a spot there where they have to come in and shut the door and keep the Pirates lead and not let this thing get out of hand and get close. Ryder Ryan has to step into that role there, and he does it very well tonight.
Yep. Yep. 22 pitches in 1.2 innings, three whiffs. But like you said, yeah, that sinker looked good.
It looked really good. Like, it was running the whole plate.
Yeah. So, cool. So I guess with that said, I guess I just cap it off. Like you said, let's get to him and about Fleming. So Fleming does come in as well. Looked shaky at first.
Yeah.
My point of view, looked shaky at first, settled in, and at the very end there, kind of looked shaky again. But he probably went a little more than you wanted him to. But he allowed to make sure he saves our bullpen as well.
Right.
In that sense. So, and there's a 7-1 lead at that point in time. Like, you're going to give him some leeway there. I'm not pulling him on a 7-1 lead to get like David Bednar or such. But yeah, but he did his job essentially as well. So
yeah.
He goes three full innings, two hits, the one walk, three strikeouts, does give up that one earned run at the end there, which O'Neill Cruz didn't help either.
Yeah, I don't know. They end up calling
him. By the way, hey, let's cut you off, but Steel City DW gifted 5 memberships. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir or ma'am.
Awesome stuff.
But they didn't call that O'Neill Cruz play an error, did they?
You know, I don't think.
I don't believe they did. No,
they didn't, but.
I don't know about that, but okay. Either way, I mean, Fleming was effective enough, and he put the Pirates in a situation that their bullpen should be pretty good going into tomorrow. Eating 3 innings there, coming off an extra inning game. I know it's only game 2, but that's a pretty big spot there, no matter where you're at in the season, where a guy can eat some innings for you, even with a bigger lead, so that you don't have to burn some arms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just very pleased with pitching in general today, I think.
I'm kind of pleased with it. Well, yeah. I wasn't pleased with Mitch Keller, so I'll take that back. Outside of Mitch Keller, after Mitch Keller, I've been pleased with the pitching so far all year long.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Right. So cool. All right. So there's the pitching side. Let's get to the offense side because there was certainly some offense. Now again,
having runs and I'm not happy
early, but hits started coming alive. I mean, hey.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Let's put we talked about the defense was still kind of suspect. And again, 2 errors from Ke'Bryan Hayes, the one that went right through his legs, then the throwing error. O'Neill Cruz didn't play that well defensively.
No.
All right. We said it. Let's get it out of the side to the good stuff. O'Neill Cruz hit a lefty tonight. Then he hit a righty the opposite direction. Like, O'Neill Cruz, 2 hits. He He's batting now .300 on this young season. He's batting, well, there is .300. But again, the hit off the lefty today.
I think his two hits today might have went like a combined 80 miles an hour. Honestly, the Pirates in general, all their hits might have went 80 miles an hour in total.
I said to the good stuff. We're not going to talk about how they babipped the Marlins.
Hey, I mean, I guess we don't have to talk about how they babipped the Marlins. But
babip is
man, bad. Man, did they.
Yes, they did.
Now, that being said, there is something to note about having two strikes on you, runners in scoring position, and just putting baseballs in play. That is a positive to look at. I know the Cruz one doesn't come off the bat hard. Really, just any of the RBIs, none of them went off the bat hard. They put the ball in play. You're not striking out a big spot there. You're doing a job. Like, that's good team baseball there. I'm not going to complain about it. I mean, baseball's baseball. You get lucky sometimes. You put the ball in play, good things happen.
Yeah. 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 Jared Triolo. I mean, he put the ball in play all last year, and good things happened. And good things are happening for him today and yesterday as well.
Yeah. We talked a lot about it last year, though. The amount of times they went down with two strikes. We're seeing a little bit more fight to this point with two strikes, maybe a little more aggressiveness at the plate. We're definitely seeing it on the bases, but at the plate, we're seeing with two strikes some aggressiveness there. Maybe just, like I said, putting the ball in play.
Tonight, 7 runs. 7 strikeouts, 7 walks. Now, granted, 6 of them from AJ Puck. A lot were gifted there. But yeah, like 7 strikeouts, you can absolutely live with that. I mean, especially from what we saw yesterday's game. 7 walks, like you said, like they're doing a little bit of everything. The approach does seem better, like as a team too. You know, and like for both reasons, like, someone here said, you know, Ono's laying off the sliders and lefties. Like O'Neill's approach is a little bit better. But like he's still aggressive. And like I feel like with everyone, like I haven't seen Jack Sawinski yet. But like that's like to me like the key. Like how he looks is exactly like think how this team is, right? Like they're swinging the bat. They're not just sitting up there and standing and taking walks, but they're still drawing walks. Like they're being a little more selective, but they're attacking and being aggressive when needed. So far that I've seen. But yeah. I've
even, and he hasn't really looked good at the plate, in my opinion, at this point, Henry Davis. Mm. We're seeing him lay off the slider a lot right now. Maybe to his detriment that he's just not geared up for a fastball, but we are seeing them in general just laying off, breaking stuff out of the zone. Hopefully it all comes together and they are able to take advantage of the fastballs early in counts, but right now, we're not seeing the awful swings.
Mostly.
There's still some awful ones, but
like, but mostly. One from O'Neill, I can think of.
We're not seeing as many, I should say.
Correct. And that's good. That's good.
After 2 games.
But we're also not seeing them standing there watching strike 3 go right by them either. And that's a positive.
How do you not speak in hyperbole after 2 games?
I don't know.
I don't know how.
When we start off the show talking about their 162-0.
Like I'm talking about them, like their approaches are just incredible right now. It's been 2 games, Tyler.
They're absolutely awesome. This is a really, really good team.
You're right.
They're undefeated.
True.
Like there's not one team that has beaten them this year.
True.
Dodgers can't say that.
They're in first place.
Yeah. First place Buccos. You know what? Someone said this on Twitter, and I just want to say this as well. Speaking of hyperbole. But like, you know, last year in April, where they, of course, went off and had that amazing run. Mm-hmm. Again, another 2-0. But it's like we kind of talked about, like this offense, especially you're seeing, like there's some talent here. Like there's stuff that's happening. There's good things that you're finding. And even again, like with Connor Joe, like Connor Joe's kind of continuing where he left off last year to a degree. Now he's leading off. Now that's one thing too, just 2 games, but let's put that in perspective. It's 2 games for a lefty. And both times we've seen Connor Joe lead off. Is that a thing? It could be. something to definitely keep an eye out on. I don't necessarily hate it. I don't love it, but he shows he can be a competent player. And tonight, two hits. He went 2 for 5 with an RBI, just one strikeout. Yeah. You know, like he's a competent player at least.
Yeah, he is. And I think he's above competent when he's facing a lefty. He's pretty good off of lefties. I understand what you're saying, though. Like, I don't love him hitting leadoff there just because he's not going to face a lefty all game. And then halfway through the game, you're kind of at a disadvantage because he can't really hit righties. But Connor Joe, I will mention. Rowdy. Yeah. For a defensive replacement.
Yeah.
I will say, though, Connor Joe, I did mention that they didn't really hit the ball hard today. He did strike the double pretty hard. So credit to Connor Joe there. Sorry, chat. Yes, he did hit the ball hard on the RBI. Nobody else really did, though.
Right. Yeah. And just take a quick pause here. Shout out to some new members. So Rob R., appreciate you as a new member. Amanda, appreciate it. New member for Amanda. And another gift. So Sean Hoover gifted 5 memberships.
Ooh, baby.
Appreciate it. It's a big night.
You guys rock.
We do have the best fans.
I don't know why they like us.
Somehow that's plural with an S. And they're not our parents.
I know, right? I'm not even related to you guys.
Right. I don't think. Maybe
they all just want sandwiches. Let's be honest. Like, this is for Permanis.
Yeah, and I think our people want some sandwiches too. We're going to get there. So again, if you're tuning in right now, make sure you do comment, hashtag raise it, all one word. That gets you entered to possibly get 2 free sandwiches. So Gabe won last night, and I already mailed them out today. So they're on the way, Gabe, if you're in here or not. He got his sandwiches. He's like, I'm out of here. I'm done. But so like again, back to the game. Talk a little bit about O'Neal Cruz. We talked a little about Connor Joe and such. You mentioned Henry. Did you want to go more into Henry Davis? I know you've kind of been talking about him behind the scenes.
Yeah, we can touch on him. At the plate, man, he doesn't look good right now. He's just not seeing the ball well. And I don't want to act like it's me poo-pooing Henry Davis here because he might just not see the ball well at Marlins Park, or maybe he doesn't like their uniforms. Maybe Ke'Bryan Hayes doesn't like the field there. Maybe he gets bad hops because there were some bad hops today. It could just be something, the same thing with Andrew McCutchen. Maybe he's not seeing the ball well there either. Honestly, they might just not see the ball well there, and they're having trouble picking it up. It's not something I really want to get super worried about until maybe it's been a week or two. But right now, he's not jumping on fastballs. It looks like he's guessing a little bit up there. And honestly, like I said, it just looks like he's not seeing the ball very well.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'll leave it at that. That's probably well summed up. And of course, Jim's at his defense. I mean, he went 1 for 4 with a walk. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it was still mostly productive tonight, you know, but it hasn't been the best too, especially after that spring. But again, like we also talked, and I think I jokingly said it about, this is very relevant because I was going to get to Kutch next. And you talk about Marlins Park and how that's just like a terrible stadium and how if people hit poorly there, I can fully understand why. So, right. Maybe Henry Davis just doesn't hit well in Miami. Cool. I get it. But again, going back to what I just said to move forward, Kutch also not looking real good. And to Jim, he had an over under of Kutch, right? Hitting his home run April 4th. And I took the over because of Marlins, the stadium there, Loan Depot, whatever that stupid name is. And then, yeah, he's looked pretty, pretty bad. Now, again, notoriously a slow starter. Didn't have a whole lot of at-bats in spring. Not that I think that was a big, big thing. I mean, he's a long-time vet. Does he really need him? I don't really know, but hasn't looked good these first 2 games.
No, and I think part of that's you got to get him out of the 4 spot. He's just seeing so much junk there right now. You got to get him, especially off of lefties. I think that's where I'd like to see him move into that leadoff spot.
Yes. Thank you.
Against lefties, I really want to see him there, but he doesn't look good right now either. He hasn't squared anything up.
No. No. But let's kind of talk about that a little bit, because that was my biggest. I had a lot, so never mind. I'm going to say my biggest, but that was definitely one of my gripes last year. Like, why is Kutch not batting off as much as he should? And that's why I did want to state, like, it's not so much disrespect to Connor Joe. He is a competent baseball player. This isn't in a situation where it's like, why is Josh Van Meter leading off this game?
Right.
Like, Connor Joe, it's okay. But optimally, I would like to see Kutch batting leadoff. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah. At least against the lefties.
Yes. First lefties. Righties, O'Neill Cruz all day long.
Right. No, I completely agree with you. And he still is seeing a lot of pitches up there. He's still getting deep in the counts. It's just he's not squaring anything up, and he's swinging at bad pitches here and there. Maybe a little more than you like to see.
Maybe. So, yeah, Kutch so far hitless. Forget homerless. He is hitless right now in the first two games. And then, yeah, like outside of that, again, O'Neill Cruz had two hits today. Cabrian Hayes had two hits today. Connor Joe had two hits today. Mm-hmm. But Cabrian Hayes. Okay, I know it's just two games, but Tyler, this spring's carrying over for him. He just looks, take away the defense today, but that will come around. We know what he is defensively. Mm-hmm. Not worry there, but he looks good.
Yeah, he does. He looks really good right now. I know the chat wants me to do it, but like him and Michael A. Taylor today at the plate were the only ones that looked like they were able to square a baseball up.
Who?
Well, Brian Reynolds had a few good at-bats as well, but so Brian Reynolds
and
Brian
Hayes, for me?
And Michael A. Taylor squared some balls
up.
Hey! He did look pretty good at the plate today, but back to Cabrian Hayes. He just looks so comfortable right now. Like we saw it late with the sacrifice fly. He just knew exactly what he wanted to do at the plate and like without issue did it.
He looks smooth. Like this just that encapsulates his whole entire game right now. Again, forget the errors today. We know how he looks defensively. He just looks smooth. And that's how he looks at the plate right now. Just smooth. This guy, just like mentally, like he is there right now. I'm not trying to make this out to like this is the season. This all like it could be. Like I'm hopeful for it, but he just looks so in the zone right now. This is so good to see. I'm excited for Cabrian. I'm really excited for Cabrian.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited to see what happens 1 to 2 weeks in and just see where he's at that point, because I am going to take those numbers, extrapolate them over 162 games and act like he's the greatest thing ever.
We're already doing it. As a matter of fact, Jim already did it yesterday and he said he's on pace for 150 defensive runs saved, which by the way, Jim, the biggest jinx in the world. That's why Cabrian Hayes had two errors tonight.
Let us not forget that the Pirates season last year went downhill when Jim made a trip to Tampa.
We haven't forgot.
Just, so everybody remember that.
All right, Tyler.
Is it fun time?
Is it time?
Sandwich time.
So before we do this, before we end this on the sandwiches, any last things or what you want to talk about from this game?
No, I want people to get their sandwiches.
Let's do it then. All right. So last chance. So if you haven't done it yet, comment, hashtag raise it. Because my hands are going to the drawing now. All right, everyone. So here we go.
We need a drum roll. Oh.
Crypto.
Crypto. Man,
this is the first time I did it. I'm like, I thought the winner was selected like five times. This thing goes slow.
Oh, I was really afraid that Ryan was going to win it there.
Right? That's what I thought too. No, thank God Ryan didn't win it. You weren't getting a sandwich, Ryan. What are you doing commenting? You can't do that.
But congratulations to Crypto.
Crypto Hat, congrats. You are our second winner of the NS9 post-game show free sandwiches powered by Manny Brothers. So congrats. So, you know, again, message us, email us, however it is. We just need your address, and that way I can get it out to you. So congrats, Crypto. Congrats, Pittsburgh Pirates. They are 2-0. We are 2-0 giving out sandwiches. This is a good year, baby.
Yeah, well, Bernardo, we might need them to start losing some games so we don't run out of sandwiches.
Right. You know, I mean, his name is Crypto Hat. Jim says here, sandwich NFTs. I technically do have like Olive Garden breadstick NFTs. So I could, if you want to substitute.
Noah, that's just rude. You cannot compare Olive Garden to Permane Brothers. One's way more valuable than the other.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyways, all right. So I think that pretty much sums everything up here. Let's get out of here. Pirates play tomorrow. Marlins have no bullpen.
None.
Let's go 3-0 on sandwiches. What do you think, Tyler?
Let's go 3-0 on sandwiches. Get a cap and cheese.
I think, are you here tomorrow with me again?
I'm here with you again, and it's a big day tomorrow.
So we're going to be back.
And you know who's on the bump?
Yes. Oh, I almost forgot. Jared Jones is pitching tomorrow. So you know we're giving out free sandwiches tomorrow.
Sandwiches are coming.
All right, baby. We're out. I once again, like everyone who got a membership tonight and giving out those free ones, like that was awesome. You guys are amazing. Really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye. We'll
see you guys tomorrow. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can. And we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go, Bucks.
That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Exco, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Exco, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.